This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Wow, that was something else. I got behind the microphone and connected a couple minutes ago where I tried to connect and nothing was happening. Nothing. And I looked at the mixer and I thought, what's going on? Now, there are over 100 dials, switches, and buttons on the mixer that I'm using for this broadcast. And I realized that two of these tiny, tiny push-button switches were in the wrong place. And they were in the up position. So you push it once, it goes down. You push it again, it comes up. And I know what happened. I think one of our five cats decided to look out the window and step on the mixer and reconfigure the mixer. So up until 5 seconds before broadcast, I was not connected. So I called with the telephone, and I talked to Jason, and I asked him if he would let Rich know that I cannot connect. Everything's fine, except I can't connect to GCN. And he said, yeah. And then just a few seconds before broadcast, I was able to figure out what it was and connect. So, Rich, that's what happened.
All right. Welcome, Rich. Well, you know, it beats talking about cars.
Oh, since you mentioned cars, and you did this time, but I just want, this is really kind of serious, and it only take me about a minute. So yesterday we were talking with Gwyneth about electric cars and how it's crazy to have an electric car, in my opinion, and hers. GM is recalling over 50,000 Chevy Bolts, B-O-L-T-S, that can catch fire when you charge them to nearly full capacity. So who would want to have an electric car and say, you know what, I'm not going to fill it up. I'm only going to charge it, you know, part of the way. Well, what happens with these Chevrolet Bolts, and they probably have Chicom battery banks, well, when they get to 90% or over 90%, they seem to have the increased ability to catch on fire. Now, where do people charge their electric vehicles? Most of the time, they charge them at their home. Where in their home? In the garage. So when these cars catch fire, where do they catch fire? In the garage. And how many garages are attached to the house or a part of the house? Almost all of them. So you can burn your house down with one of these electric vehicles. Chevrolet General Motors has issued a notice for 50,932 of these vehicles. But there are about 69,000 of these out there, 69,000. And if you charge them more than 90%, there's a great potential for a fire. But it's not just them. It's all of these guys. And so what's the fix? It's real simple. You bring your vehicle to your General Motors dealership, and they'll reprogram the charging system so that it won't charge over 90%. That's like having a leak in your gas tank and then the dealerships or the manufacturers saying, you know what, it only happens when you fill it up. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to lop off 10% of your gas tank, and that's going to fix the problem. That's what they're talking about doing. So if you have an electric vehicle, which I don't believe any of you do, but you may have a family member who does, and your family member may park it in your garage, you know, if it's raining or something. Think about that. Do you really want that to happen? Do you want them, or what happens if you have one of those situations where you live in an apartment and you have like almost community parking, like that one big roof over, let's say, 20 parking spaces, and the guy next to you has one of these electric vehicles and he's got his charger there. He plugs it in, and his vehicle catches on fire. and burns all the other vehicles. How about that? So I just wanted to share that with you, Rich, only because you mentioned cars.
I just love it when I do that. You know, and I'm there. you know, I'll tell you something. Google, they're buying car dealerships. I just bought a dealership in Seattle just the other day. And basically, this is, you could put this under the heading of consolidation of power for surveillance, for tracking, for, I mean, they have the ability now in these new vehicles to literally stop you in their tracks and program your driving. I mean, this is very disconcerting. So, Vince, as you know, buddy, I got 16 hours worth of objective facts and evidence on voter fraud I want to talk about and try to squeeze it into 2 hours. So if it's okay with you, I'm going to start ripping it off.
Okay, as soon as I make one last comment. Class, we're not going to take calls today. And the reason is Rich actually, he has a lot to say. It's riveting information. What I'm going to do is I'm going to sit back and relax for almost all of the broadcast. I'll probably bring us in and out. But I'm very interested in what Rich Sheban has to say. This is the biggest theft in the history of the United States. That's what we're talking about. Rich, please
thank
continue.
Thank you, Vince. And thank you, listeners. And I really feel that those of you who have listened to me for over 10 years or almost 10 years on national radio, you know, I like to talk about, I use financial, economic, social, and political rationale. I talk about political correctness. I talk about preparedness. I talk about ideas and solutions, off-grid living, animal husbandry, hunting and fishing, gardening, edible medicinal plants, science, health. I mean, I really, it's not that I'm never going to discuss these things again, but I just think what's happening in America today with voter and election fraud is absolutely a time in history right now that will make or break America as we know it now. And I'm going to continue to use facts. I'm going to continue to use objective facts, evidence of voter fraud. I'm going to keep talking about all the things that I've discussed over the past several weeks, dead people voting in multiple states. I'm going to discuss witnesses, affidavits, pictures, articles, videos, or refer to it, whistleblowers, evidence of ballot stuffing, impossible math abnormalities, poll watchers being turned away, unsealed ballots, dirty voter rolls. And while I'm doing all this, I want you to think about, please, everything that's been going on regarding the agenda that we have discussed on this show in great detail. All the agenda of the virus, okay, to eliminate Trump, create false austerity, crash the economy, delegitimize work, getting rid of cash and free markets and supply and demand, controlling everything via the technocracy, the social distancing to make us submissive to break our will, to eliminate legitimacy of voting, our Constitution, starvation, depopulation, free speech, Second Amendment, all the things that we talked about in great detail many times. I want you to think about the combat soldiers, over a million of them, who gave their life for our freedoms and liberties, where the left literally wants you to forget about your relatives who fought in the wars. I'm not just talking about the people who die. I'm talking about also Korea. I'm talking about Vietnam, not just World War One and World War Two. I'm talking about the people who signed up and even didn't sign up because they got drafted, but they still showed up. I want you to think about all the suicide that's going through the roof, the drug use that's going through the roof, obesity that kills 40,000 people a month, all the units of measure of despairs, the business closures, the increase in murder, rape, looting, burning, all the general violence. And for those of you who know people who write off this as politics, it's not politics. When people say that, it's an excuse behavior for not being willing to to see the forest through the trees, not being willing to read, research, and verify. And as we say on this show all the time, you should never, ever take one person's word for it. You have to read multiple venues. And especially the mainstream media, 99% of what they say is either propaganda, hoax, false flags, or lies. And that's especially including gaslighting. So that being said, I am going to just rattle off as much information as I can about the voter fraud. And then I'm going to do a tangent like I've been doing lately and talk about the outcome or consequences of political correctness, stupidness, and cowardice. Because we have to start saying the emperor has no clothes. It's just like, you know, studies for climate change. The outcome is bought and paid for. You got to look at the subsidies. You got to look at the grants. You got to look at the favors. You got to look at the companies that benefit from certain legislation. And for those of you who may be Democrats who's listening to this show, you shouldn't be angry at Republicans. You should be angry at the two big to fail, the two big to jails. In other words, the powers that be who have rigged elections, votes, counts, and turned America into one big giant fraud. So that being said, here we go. I have so much, I almost don't know where to start. Now, there's a lot of talk. On Tuesday, I talked a lot about Dominion and Smartmatic and the voting machines and the software. There's basically eight companies that are involved. And Bill Gates has been connected to these machines. And even Dominion admitted, now, that they don't admit to much, but they admit that the Clinton Foundation donations and Pelosi staffers are connected. And I want to quote, well, maybe it's a paraphrase, Hillary Clinton talking about Joe Biden. Under no circumstances should Biden concede. Well, Hillary, we're going to take your advice. There's something we agree with what you said. And for all the people on the left and the mainstream media who keep gaslighting us with, there's no evidence. Well, we've given probably close to thousands of pieces of evidence at this point, and I'm going to continue to pile on through this show. Now, keep in mind the head of the FEC, the Federal Election Committee, agrees with widespread election fraud. So basically, what is probably going to happen, folks, and I don't have a crystal ball, but because of all this fraud, and it's in the rule of law, it's in the Constitution, all these swing states are going to be null and void. What's going to happen is there's going to be no certification. It's either going to go to the state legislature, the Supreme Court, and Congress will vote. And don't get nervous. Like I said last show, one vote, one state. One state, one vote. See, what we are proving here is that we are no longer a nation of laws. What's happened is everything's gone to the highest bidder for the highest threat, person who does the most threats. And I have to remind everybody, as per the rule of law and the Constitution, we, the people, should have the power. And we appreciate you being here, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Rich Stevens with us, and it all boils down to three words. Crisis of confidence. We currently have a massive crisis of confidence. In what? In everything. In every corporation. In all the media. Even Chevrolet. Did you think that your Chevrolet Bolt would burn down your house? There's a crisis of confidence everywhere you look. Rich Eben, I'm going to sit back and relax.
Well, thank you, Vince. Oh, you Chevrolet Bolt? Burn down a house? Oh, well, they must be a racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hater, anti-ism, misophobia. See, this is how stupid we have gotten, because we have allowed us to lower the bars of standards and expectations for work. We have allowed political correctness to be America's God. That's why I talked about I gave an analogy regarding the studies on climate change. The people who get the money for, whether it be COVID, whether it be climate change, it doesn't matter, whatever their agenda is, or whatever the tool they're using, to move their agenda, climate change, the people who get the money for these studies are the people who get subsidies, grants, favors, and companies that benefit from the legislation. In other words, it's known ahead of time that they have to create numbers, change facts, change definitions in order to make people, to fool people with the problem. propaganda so the agenda moves forward, okay? It's you always hear the term follow the money, okay? And that's very analogous to a lot of these situations today. It's like the vote for the Democrats. It's not about accuracy. It's not about how accurate they are, how good they are, how benevolent they are. It's how much corruption they can hide in order to run out the clock on this deadline. Remember that paraphrase I've mentioned many times from Joseph Stalin? He doesn't care about who votes. He cares about who counts the votes. And that's what we're seeing. That's why all this recounting, these illegal votes, it just hides the will of the people. We need forensic audits. We need to re-vote. And I'm going to just, and when I read articles, folks, sometimes it's 3, 4, 5, 6 pages long. Sometimes I'm listening to interviews that take an hour, and I'm literally gleaning 2 or 3 minutes of bullet points that are relevant from these articles and these interviews. What I'm doing is I'm studying probably 15 hours a day, and I am going to rattle off these bullet points from these articles and give enough information to keep the context of the voter and election fraud. And then, like I said, I will talk about the consequences of the outcome of political correctness, stupidness, and cowardness, which is unfortunately taking over too many people's minds in the form of brainwashing. Okay, that being said, in New Mexico, 180,000 ballots were corrupted from the lack of observers. President Trump, I want you to keep in mind, I'm going to, again, do objective facts. I'm going to do math. I'm going to do numbers. I'm going to use witnesses, affidavits. I'm going to talk about video evidence, ballot stuffing, impossible math abnormalities, poll watchers being turned away, unseen ballots, dirty voter rolls. I'm going to use all this stuff I've been using for weeks. I want you to remember that President Trump received over 10 million more votes than he received 4 years ago. In Michigan, the GOP board members only certified votes because of violent Democrat threats. And they're going after the children. They're doxing family members. They're threatening. They're being labeled as racists. And this is why I'm calling out AG Barr again. And I cannot tell you how old this is getting. It's amazing to me, whether it be the DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, all these government workers getting paid huge dollars, huge benefit packages, huge pensions from us, and they're not doing their job. I'm telling you, William Barr, if you don't take that yellow stripe off your back and start doing your job, your family name will make Benedict Arnold look like a hero. We'll be back right after these messages, folks.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
With a Reuters poll this week showing over 37 million American voters reject the 2020 election as filled with fraud and irregularities, transparency in recount states would be the priority. It is not, as election officials in Georgia and Michigan will not show observer signatures or ballot certifications, among other complaints. Two Michigan Republicans who reversed course and voted to certify the election results in the state's most populous county Tuesday now say they were pressured to certify the election and want to rescind their votes. Wayne County Board of Canvassers Chairwoman Monica Palmer and William Hartman filed affidavits Wednesday night saying they had been threatened and claimed Democrats on the board reneged on their promise to seek an audit of votes from Detroit. They say over 70% of mail-in ballots have irregularities that Michigan election officials are trying to hide. Jonathan Kinloch, the board's vice chairman and a Democrat, says it's too late for Palmer and Hartman to rescind their votes. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The legal process of the 2020 presidential election continues. Let's get an update from USA Radio News' Dan Naraki.
The legal team for President Trump's campaign is continuing its challenges this week, contesting issues with the presidential election in several states. While the outcome of these cases are still pending, many Republicans have been calling for investigations into a number of accusations of voting irregularities and fraud. Senator Mike Braun says it's in the nation's best interest to look into those claims. The Indiana Republican said Wednesday that it's important to go through the process.
You know, in terms of the evidence, I think it's going to be important that we take the time to make sure if it's out there, we find it. It goes back to what I said earlier, unless that's done thoroughly. And I think there are signs of it, whether it's going to be enough to make any difference in the outcome. That's what the process is about. And I think the president has the right to pursue it to the fullest extent.
The president's team is still waiting for decisions on cases in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thursday Night Football has the Arizona Cardinals traveling to Seattle and play the Seahawks. Quarterback Russell Wilson.
You guys just keep climbing. And, you know, I think Vince Lombardi said something about that one time. I think he talked about just, you know, the man who's on top of the mountain didn't just get there. The guys that can keep getting up and keep swinging. And those are the players and those are the teams that keep overcoming. And what I do know about myself, I'm an overcomer.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Evans with us, and he's been talking about the big steal, the theft of the highest office in the land, the presidency of the United States of America. Rich, please continue.
Thank you, Vince. Now, did you hear the bottom of the hour news, folks, when they talked about legal process? Is that an oxymoron in America today? Holy smokes. They should call it the bought and paid for process. They talked about threats. They talked about how these people were threatened to change their vote. Now it's too late to rescind their vote. No signature correlation on the envelopes. My We are so corrupt. All right, I'm just going to continue bringing out more and more facts. Now, they're going to be articles. They're going to be bullet points. So I'm just going to start. I'm just going to say the next one. 1.8 million excess ghost voters in 353 counties across 29 states, plus blind mail-in ballots, no correlation to voter registration lists. Erasing Trump votes, recounts will be fraud because there's so many Trump votes that have been thrown away and that have been erased. Now, we have to remember, and pardon the repetition, there's witnesses, there's affidavits, there's videos, there's whistleblowers, there's evidence, there's impossible math abnormalities. There's so much evidence to back up the evidence. And just yesterday, Wisconsin was doing an emergency meeting to change objection rules. Now, this has been done in multiple states on the voting, and now it's being done on the counting. They're changing the rules in the last minute. That's what a lot of these states have done. They went in and changed the rules, changed the laws in order to allow a lot of these, a lot of the fraud. Let's just say it like it is. Next, a day after the election, Biden received a dump of 143,000 plus votes at 3:42 a.m. when they learned he was losing extremely bad. This is unbelievable, folks. This is all evidence. This is, I'm getting all this, these published articles and published bullet points from the public domain. A lot of it from Sidney Powell, a lot of it from whistleblowers. It's, now keep in mind, I was on the air on Tuesday. I had to throw out almost 100 bullet points and articles because I do not have enough time to get through them all. I probably won't get through them all today, just with what I have left. Next, Massachusetts destroys over 1 million ballots in U.S. Senate primary race, committing Massachusetts election fraud. Attorney confirms ballot images used for counting votes must be saved as per federal law for 22 months, but they're nowhere to be found. Imagine that. Are you shocked, people? We are a third world banana republic. Next, this means the number of Biden votes in 10 of the outlier counties was 101%. Think about that kind of math, folks, of registered Democrat voters versus the majority of other Pennsylvania counties where it was give or take 70%. An extraordinary statistical difference. This is not logical or reasonable to be explained legally. The most likely explanation is that excess votes were added to the Biden total that did not come from voters. Next, I watched them pull out. This is text from a witness that signed affidavits. I'm going to mix all this stuff in here. Next, I watched them pull out a pile of what I observed to be absentee ballots and noticed two very distinct characteristics that these ballots had. One, I noticed that they all had perfect black bubble and were all Biden select. All Biden select. All Biden select. I was able to observe the perfect bubble for a few minutes while they made me move away from the table. At no time did I speak to the poll workers or obstruct them in any way. I heard them go through the stack and call out Biden's name over 500 times in a row. Next, all military and overseas ballots I reviewed were very clean. No bubbles colored outside the line. Not one ballot used an X or check mark. The ballots I reserved were marked in black ink or for Biden. Not one ballot had selection crossed out, change the vote selection. Next, I noticed almost all the ballots I reviewed were for Biden. Many batches went 100% for Biden. Next, two charged with voter fraud allegedly submitted 8,000 fraudulent registration applications. Second, Georgia County finds thousands of votes with majority for Trump. Third, Georgia County finds memory card with uncounted votes, most for Trump. Now, folks, I'm going to do a little sidebar here because I realize that we can talk about each one of these articles for an hour. We don't have the time. There's too much information. There's too much voter and election fraud. And I'm giving the bullet points so you can take this information, glean it, maybe re-listen to the broadcast. Maybe you're writing down notes. Maybe you can pass it on to other people. And maybe there are people like the Sidney Powells and the Giulianis who may not be aware of this information that they can re-look this stuff up before it gets purged or edited from the mainstream media and the social media and the big tech giants. Next, we were limited to one monitor for every 10 counting tables, and we were kept some distance from the tables. There is no telling what we missed under these unreasonable restrictions. The miscounted batch had been be-signed off by two official counters. Now, I'm reading their quote, so my English may not be as it should be, but I'm trying to be as accurate as possible. One of our monitors discovered a 9,600 vote error in DeKalb County hand count. I believe that's Georgia. DeKalb. I hope I'm pronouncing that correct. One batch was labeled 10,700 plus votes for Biden and only 13 for Trump, an improbable margin even in DeKalb standards. The actual count for the batch was 1,081 for Biden and 13 for Trump. Wrap your head around these numbers, folks. Fraud, fraud, fraud. Next, Georgia recount worker with 20 years of experience handling ballots described an odd batch that stood out. Pristine sheets with no markings and 98% for Biden. Witness also, a Democrat saw perfect black marks on stacked ballots, 500 in a row, all for Biden. Witness who saw perfectly marked in ballots with some batches, 100% for Biden, which appeared to have been printed rather than filled out by someone. Did you hear what I said? The 100% of these batches, which appeared to have been printed rather than filled out. Next, a report reads, Dominion deleted 2.7 million Trump votes nationwide. Data analysis finds 221,000 Pennsylvania votes switched from President Trump to Biden. 941 Trump votes deleted. States using Dominion voting systems switched 435 votes from Trump to Biden. 435,000 votes from Trump to Biden. Floyd County, Georgia. Election Board confirms the audit found 2,500 to 27 votes that were counted. At this time, we don't know what went wrong, says board member of Mulaney Conrad. I mean, they find votes and they don't that weren't counted, and they don't know what went wrong. Okay. Russ Ramsland of Allied Security Operations had an interview with Lou Dobbs. Lou Dobbs is a patriot, despite the fact he's on Fox News. There's some good patriots still left there, Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, Laura. I don't know if they fired Judge Jeanine. Maybe they brought her back. I'm not sure. But there's a handful left. Most have sold out. Okay, this Russ Ramsland interview, I'm going to quote some of the things that he says. Machines do not have the capability to count the mass votes for Biden in a reported time period. Quote, we have been out looking mostly at Michigan. We are beginning on turning our sights on Pennsylvania and Georgia. The things you find in Michigan are amazing. These are over 3,000 precincts where the presidential votes cast compared to the estimated voters from the Secretary of State is from 99% all the way to 350%. Those kind of numbers don't exist in the real world. Fraud, fraud, fraud. He continues to say, so where did all these votes coming from? And looking at that, we've gone back and looked at some of these huge vote dumps that were mostly Biden's. We call them spikes. We've gone back and traced the spikes. We've seen where they were cast, primarily in four counties, where we looked at how long it would take to cast these votes. And we looked at the equipment that exists at all these locations by serial number. And the fact of the matter is we can't see any physical way possible for some of those votes to have been in those kinds of numbers because they just don't have the equipment that can produce in that kind of timing. Up to 400,000 votes are likely questionable. I'm going to read the last sentence again. Up to 400,000 votes are highly questionable. You see, what's happened, folks, is that President Trump won in such a landslide is that they tried to make up through the rigging of the landslide that came in from Trump, whether they stopped voting. You know, we saw the charts where the Biden's vote went through the roof in a small period of time. That's why I'm giving all this evidence, okay, like I've been doing for weeks. In the Philippines, there was a television interview by a Mark Malik Brown. I want you to look him up. He's about as anti-Trump as you can get. He admits a licensing agreement between Smartmatic and Dominion. So when you hear all these people on the mainstream media saying there's no correlation, no continuity, no relationship between the two, they're lying. And I still hold that Trump is going to win over 400 actual election votes when this is all said and done, assuming our lawyers and judges and the AGs and are not bought and paid for. We'll be right back, folks.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Plus, Rich Sheehan's been talking about the crisis of confidence here in the United States of America. It's ubiquitous everywhere you look. Rich, please continue.
Thank you, Vince. Okay, next. Dominion executive admits fixing election to ensure, quote, Trump's not gonna win. He's an anti-Trumper. He's a self-identified Antifa member. Eric Coomer, I talked about him on Tuesday and I believe the week before, too. The current vice president of U.S. engineering at Dominion Voting System admitted on social media to rigging voting machines in order to prevent President Trump from winning. Can't make this stuff up, folks. Next, those of you who listened to a phone call from Jenny Beth Martin, it's basically she called in and talked to Georgia officials about whether they were going to produce at the end of the so-called recount, election night numbers, or if the recount is going to have any validity. Basically, the long story, and this is, I've listened to it, okay? It's on the web. Officials told me, and this is coming from an official, that they will only certify election night numbers even if the numbers do not match. Vince, I think I even sent that to you, and we don't have time to get in more detail about this, but the question was which numbers are going to be certified. Basically, they're saying only the election night numbers. The official at Georgia was saying every county is being told to do this. We're not saying we can't say otherwise because we're being ordered to do that. That means the election count is fraud, okay? It's fraud. It's all theater. Next, a New Jersey woman knew the 33 people who voted for her, and she lost 33-10, and she called and verified that the voting machine had switched her votes. You can't make this stuff up. Next, if you question bad vote totals from Detroit, you're a racist whose grandchildren will live in shame is a hell of a way to run an election. These are called threats, folks. A Democrat, Abraham Aish, I'm sure I'm not pronouncing his name correctly, from Wayne County, just threatened and doxed his fellow board member, Monica Palmer's children, announcing names of their schools after calling their mother racist. She changed her decision shortly afterward. This is illegal. This is threats. This is Banana Republic. This is Mafia. This is Third World. This is unbelievable. Oh, boy. Despite all these people signing affidavits under oath, risking perjury, they're claiming eyewitnesses to 500 to zero ballot dumps are not going to be believed. That just shows how corrupt we are. I got to keep moving on. Next article. Andrew Cuomo is getting a $25,000 pay raise in January as the country's highest paid governor. $250,000 a year, never mind every benefit in the book, after killing tens of thousands of old people in nursing homes and basically telling you how to live in tyranny. Unbelievable. Next article. Oh, 15,000 Nevada voters also voted outside of the state electoral college candidates claim. You can't make this stuff up, folks. I mean, the fraud, the substantial irregularities, the improprieties that occurred in the election, and they even admitted, the election officials in Nevada, that the system is highly susceptible to fraud and review and abuse. It's unbelievable the lack of reliability of signature scanning machines. I mean, I can go on and on. I just don't have the time. Next article. Nancy Pelosi snuck $350 million for the 50 richest zip codes into COVID relief bill. You can't make this stuff up. Basically, the majority of this money is going to be used to bail out blue states that were already mismanaging their budgets and running up large unfunded pension programs before the pandemic. People, the little people is not going to have any purchasing power at all for their money. Next, I'm going to quote Sidney Powell on one of her interviews, and I'm going to try to do it as quickly as possible. Obviously, I'm only going to get the first paragraph. I've just gotten some stunning evidence from a firsthand witness, say a high-ranking military officer who was present when Smartmatic was designed in a way. I'm just going to read you some of these statements, if you don't mind, she told Fox Business Lou Dobbs, so I get them exactly right. You're not going to believe it, folks. Some of you might have read this, but we're so corrupt. There's so much election fraud. We'll be right back after this break.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.